Yeah, nigga, piss the fuck off. This is rated R. You must be 17 and up to hear this. So let's get up on this racial thing. First of all, what I'm gonna say is you can take it how you want to take it. I'm not racist at all. Shit, my kids is mixed, half white. My family is white. God damn it. So let's put it like this. What I want to get across is the comedians. Like, we got comedians. We got black comedians talk about whites and, you know, white comedians. But there's this difference in between that. We got Hispanic comedians. We got certain comedians just stick to on one race instead of all races. So I'm not going to get too deep into that part. What I'm trying to get deep into is this. The white people, let's just say it like that. I have friends and I'm not racist. But most of them wonder why black people get offended when they're racist talked about. Or Hispanics get offended. Or Mexicans get offended. Get offended. Or any other race that's not white get offended. Why we take things more seriously? Because we are the race that the white race came to countries and lands and took over with Conan, especially how bad they did the Indians. I love the Indians. I love you Indians. Trust me. I love you to death. You know? So that's why a race like me, I'm a black man, a race like the Hispanics, the race like the Mexicans, a race like the Indians, that's why we take a lot of things very offended when it comes to anybody Caucasian making crazy statements or racial slurs. Why we get offended? Because we are the race that you claim to be so dominant. You come and take over and claim history, certain histories and lands, especially that fucking Christopher Columbus bullshit. That's real bullshit. You know, oh yeah, you're good of putting it out for your race as this great race, which they the one that's going around shooting up not just other races, their own. Like, I seen a document of this, the white bitch, and I'm gonna say the white bitch, she know who she is, that fucking newscaster, thought you had some ordinary black brother on your show. When you said something about the shooting in the neighborhoods, when there's you white young boys who going in schools killing up innocent kids, going to malls and just killing up innocent people, you know, if you want to get on that tip, now y'all can take it how the fuck y'all want to take it. You call me racist or whatever. I love who I am. I love black, white, green, orange, purple. I don't give a fuck what your race is. It's within your heart. It's what's in your heart. That's what I'm looking at, you know. So, and it's not me just defending, but I'm just speaking the facts. Everybody, you sit back and you think about it. Then you think, well, damn, black people take shit real serious. Hispanics take shit real serious. Mexicans take shit real serious. Indians take shit real serious. When the white person's... Yeah, because that's the race that try to be so dominant. That's the race that was so corrupt. And I'm not saying all white people are corrupt and racist. Trust me, I'm not saying that. But take a look at things. If you want to be on some real shit, teach your kids about all history. Don't teach your kids about a motherfucking man, Christopher Columbus, a motherfucker that you can't discover something that somebody else was already on. And then you kill off the Indians by conning them with the motherfucking rifles. Because they never seen rifles before. Gunpowder. That's how you did it. Give them blankets to keep them warm. But actually, you had the motherfucking disease in the blankets. Come on, man. Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? You talk about all these so-called great heroes. These motherfuckers were straight murderers. Killers. Corrupt. You know? You want to be real. You love your kids. Yo, Caucasian kid, whatever your race is, well, tell the truth. Tell them about the real fucking history. Tell them who actually built this country. Tell them about that. Tell them. You know, don't hide the shit about the slaves. Don't hide that from them. What fucking school? I can't name. I can name maybe a couple of schools that I've been to that really teach you about the real history. You know what I'm saying? And I have some great teachers. Miss Helen Eichmann, I love you. I miss you. Please contact me. Get a hold of me. You know, Miss Ferguson, Miss Williams, like, you know, so many teachers that I had at Salina Jefferson. You know, that school is closed down, but that school was way back when they had horses and shit. You know, I learned some real history. I met some real true teachers. And yes, they was Caucasians, but they was real. You know, they didn't talk. They talked about Christopher Columbus, but they also talked about the other side of shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't even want to hear this part. But the first bone that was ever found on the fucking earth was a black man's bone. And I'm not saying the races of, oh, God, is this color and that color. Far as my knowledge, I figured that he wasn't white. Even though the white man claimed to be so great and they got a picture of this guy that's supposed to be Jesus. You want to talk about a history? Teach your kids about that history. Because that guy in that picture is the evil fucking prince. His goddamn sister is the motherfucking Statue of Liberty. Which the Statue of Liberty was an African queen, but the fucking United States wouldn't accept it. But they post and they talk about, oh, it came from here. You know, subliminal changing words and stuff. So now they claim that it came from this other thing. This is the reason why they send it back and it had to be changed. It's all bullshit. The United States. USA. Ununited State of America. Because ain't shit united about it. This is a country where it was just always been built on fucking corruptness. Corruptness and lies. Lies and lies and lies. The Donald Trump shit, that shit doesn't faze me. Yes, he's racist. Yes, but check it out. This is how fucked up shit is. Because you got the quote-unquote media. Like, I'm with him on that part. Bad news, fake media. Because once upon a time, they had so much shit to say about him in the middle of his mom's and father, who are Klan members, who's dressed up in the Klan suit. They had all that. But are they speaking of that? Is they speaking of it now? Is there somehow that if they bring that up again that they can be sued? I figure if that's the fact, then everybody in the fucking world starts suing all these medias from posting shit about you when they ain't had your permission. Another thing, when you got motherfuckers, the newspaper, people get arrested or whatever, da 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 da. What right do the fucking courthouse or any person have the right to put shit about you in a newspaper without your permission? You getting arrested and shit. You know? We hear one thing about Donald Trump. We hear one thing about his kids. All that shit. Like, I'm not defending anyone, but real is real, right is right. So think about that. I think it is kind of time for us to really go hard and stronger on the media. Because the media is full of shit. I sit here the last fucking week, News Channel 5, 3, all these news is, they saying the same repeatable shit. Like Donald Trump said. Like Donald Trump be saying. Fake news. You know, a news, the same shit. I'm like, damn, they just talked about this shit yesterday. The same shit. The thing about the shooters and shit. Yep, the shooter. Ain't none of them black. I don't think any of them was Hispanic or Mexico or Indian. You know what I'm saying? But then we got the newscaster. Let it been another race, though. Let it been another race. How bad they would have talked about it. How bad of a picture we would have seen of this other race beat the fuck up. Beat up bad. How bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, undercover police is... corrupt police officers, undercover racist police officers, you know. I'm praying that it don't become a racial war, But if it ever will be, I feel sorry for that race. You know, I feel sorry for that race, you know. And I'm quite sure other countries feel sorry for races like us and other races, because we're not the one taking up president seats and want to be big, bad, bold and run the world and shit like that. Fuck no. North Korea ain't got no problem with the black people or all the other Hispanics and Mexicans and India. Fuck no. Remember, you remember what black man hung out with the president over there now? Chicago Bulls basketball player. You know, Dennis Rodman. They best friends. Like, so let's just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all the white people are racist, but a lot of the white men, they the reason why the United States is the most fucking hated country in the world. Because of the way the things they do. And it's okay to be watching other countries if we trading in and if they're robbing us. You damn right. Put the pressure on them. Put the pressure on them. But at the same time, you have to realize shit catches up with you. Shit catches up with you. This is a rated motherfucking R session. Take it how you take it. Live it how you live it. Because I'm going to keep on living. I just had to get that point across. It's too much going on. It's too much hating. We're not back in the 1800s, 1400s. We're not back then. We're not all that shit. Like, they just had a post of the fucking cops on horses with a guy tied up. That, not putting it out there, not putting it out there, but this is reality. That will cause, that does cause motherfucking cop killing. Like, no, serious. I'm not a cop killer. None of that. You know, I practice the shit. You know, I practice that. I do private investigating. But that will cause people like me and other officers that I do know, that I grew up with, or anybody that carry a badge, even the good one, that will cause people like us that carries a badge to be more protected, to have to look over our back now for the simple fact of what, 1, 2, 3, maybe 10, 20 cops in each little state do. That's racial. That will cause a lot of shit. You know, I thank God that the cop shooting and the cop killing shit is low, kinda slowed down. You know, my condolence to all the family who lost officers for no reason. You know, that's my condolence. I thank God that my family members that are officers and shit are still around. You know, but all at the same time, you got to think about a lot of innocent people did a lot of time for no reason because of a racist cop. Because of a racist cop that just was like, oh, he's black. Oh, he's Hispanic. He's Mexican. He's Indian. Fuck it. Let's just, we can plant shit. And then 30, 40, 50 years later, you find out that it wasn't them. But you just took away, y'all just took away their life. How many times have that happened to a different race out of all these years? And revenge ain't got nothing to do with going and killing a motherfucker or taking a cop life or somebody's life. Nah, don't do that. But at the same time, I don't have control of the next motherfucker, the next man. I don't have control of his instincts, you know, but you got to think about it. You took a y'all take a lot of motherfucking lives away to cover up for another motherfucker, you know. I mean, I thank God for everything, you know. I'm glad I haven't been never caught up in nothing like that, because I'm going to be honest, taking 50 years of my life away for something that I didn't do and I know I didn't do, I think I would turn crazy too, you know. And I think I would go at every motherfucker to hurt them and then get them last. Like, people gotta think, like, at the time, you know, you got people, you got motherfuckers that just blank out, like, I'm not going to think right now, you know? If I ever got 50, 20 years of my life taken away for nothing because you set me up as a cop or whatever, yeah, I know me, you know? I'm stable, but I'm not stable either. When it comes to something that's wrong, to me, I'm a fucking Capricorn. It takes a lot. And something like that, I'll probably become some type of fucking, I don't know. But I'm just keeping it real as who I am. Now, there's no way we can control the racist thing. The only thing I'm going to say is watch and see what happens when it becomes the other race, when it becomes a black man or a Hispanic or a Mexican or Indian or China, any other race that's not white. And if they start doing what these white motherfuckers doing, and I'm saying white motherfuckers because they motherfuckers, that shit started off from the whites and all the schools started killing. But y'all want to say, oh, this person, this, that, the other race. And the only thing we'll say, well, shit, you got your white kids that's going in school killing up your kids, everybody kids, everywhere. What can you say about that? I know there's guns on the streets. Yeah, get them off. Everybody contribute and get them off. What would I do if I had, fuck being a president? If what would I do? This is what I would do. I will announce worldwide, every fucking bullshit media that there is, these are the weapons that are banned. Also, we have documents. Y'all do the fucking censors. So y'all got documents of everybody in the fucking United States. And you state, we are having a worldwide warrant on everybody in the United States, from your home to your land. It's a worldwide warrant. And what this warrant is, that we're going to confiscate every fucking weapon that's not documented to you. You will not get in trouble, but you will be questioned if we confiscate some shit that was used in somebody's death, somebody's being harmed with. You will be questioned and possibility charged. That's how I will handle the gun shit. I'm Melody, and this is how we gonna do this today. How you do? I had to get that out.